And then, if the person gives in to that worry or anxiety, then the devil has made a big step towards getting control of that soul. St. Francis de Sales, do you have a copy of his book, The Introduction to a Devout Life? Do you have a copy? Yeah, get a copy. Anyway, Francis de Sales, as you know, is one of the great spiritual masters. Founder, as you know, of the what community? Visitations. Okay. Now, he says, and at great length, there are two kinds of temptations in our lives. There are temptations we should resist and temptations we should ignore. Is that clear? There are temptations, you know, that are strong, violent. We better resist them. Other temptations we should ignore, pay no attention. And this is the kind of temptation we should ignore. If it keeps coming, push it aside. I think, sometime in one of these classes we've had, told you, there should be two brooms in everybody's possession. One broom for the room and one broom for the mind. And we should always, and sisters, and worse than any room, that mind, all the junk. Sisters, am I making sense? All kinds of junk. That clouds the mind. You ask, where did this come from? Get rid of it. Have a big waste basket. In fact, an incinerator. So, I will tell the sister, ignore this business. Whether I'm asking questions or getting advice to satisfy my need for attention or to get help and light, well, to show off. That's the temptation which should be ignored. Get advice. Now, sisters, the word here is scrupulosity. The one remedy for a person who is really scrupulous, the one guaranteed remedy, is obedience. Of course, the one whom you obey, better be someone that you can trust. You know, a good priest confessor, your superior, and they tell you, forget it, don't confess that again. Then obey. Am I clear? Because then it is fine. Because the person thinks, oh, Father does not know. I'm one of those chosen souls. Thank you for the questions. I left two in the box. Thank you. And now we continue. Remember where we are. I thought in our last class we should just read those, I think, four paragraphs. That whole document should be read and pondered on carefully, because this is a real crisis in the Catholic Church. Laity, so many lay people, and are being, you might say, indoctrinated. They are taking over what is the responsibility of the clergy. And by the way, I may come back to that document before the week is over. But some very strong rules, and for example, extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. One parish, the Archdiocese of Chicago. A woman told me, not a big parish, they have 40 extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. And of course, mainly women. Some very strict rules. Not only that, in so many ways, the laity, as we say, muscling in. And this is, sisters, this is a conspiracy. Many seminaries in the United States, they put you through a very grueling series of tests. And if, as they say, you are too conservative, too traditional, you will never get into the seminary. And the last seminary, Jesuit seminary, where I taught, they were soon to close. So God provided an employment for me at the University of New York. But every Jesuit to be ordained from the seminary where I was teaching had to pass an examination by a woman. Either she approved you or you would not be ordained. And she, believe you me, was a feminist. So we are now going to speak on the Sacrament of Orders. Now the word may be used, Sacrament of Holy Orders, or could even be called the Sacrament of Order. But the preferred one is orders. And the reason, as we shall see, is because there are three levels to this sacrament. A man can be ordained to the episcopate, or secondly, to the priesthood, or thirdly, to the diaconate. All three are a sacrament, but on one of three levels. So the terminology over years that I favor in using is Sacrament of Orders. First of all, we can divide the seven sacraments in different ways. Here is one division that I've used over the years. First, there is one sacrament of sustenance, and that is the Eucharist, to sustain us in the supernatural life. So the sacrament of sustenance is the Eucharist. Secondly, the sacrament of reconciliation, and of course is the sacrament of penance, which the Holy Father prefers to be called the Sacrament of Confession. Third, there are three sacraments of character, three sacraments which imprint an eternal, and the word is eternal, character on the soul, and they are baptism, confirmation, and holy orders.